Why is it so hard to compliment ourselves? I thought about this these last couple days because yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, yesterday was the first day my husband and I have worked out together. We have been married for over 19 years, together for over 23 years, and both love hitting the gym. And yesterday was the first time we've actually worked out together. And it was so fun. I am not a gym buddy person. I don't do the whole let's, you know, work out together and, you know, chat in between sets. And no, I'm just like, I put my headphones on and I get after it. And yesterday with my husband's new schedule, he coaches some guys in the morning and he can take, you know, he can kind of make his own schedule. He coaches guys in mornings, evenings, whatever. And so he can kind of make his own schedule. And so he's like, hey, like, want to work out like together? And I'm like, together? And so he and I went and worked out together yesterday. And he's snapping pictures of me and some of them, he's just like, these are for me. And, you know, he's very complimentary. And I go to the gym and I just do me. I love working out. I love the way it makes me feel. I feel empowered. I feel strong. I do it for me. I'm not the girl that's sitting there like taking gym selfie pictures and like, you know, all that. I'm not that girl. And so anyways, he's taking pictures of me and, I post this picture that he takes of me on Instagram, on my Instagram story. And I have people message me. They're like, oh my gosh, you look amazing. And you know, I can't believe that you're a mom and two kids. Like, that's crazy. You look awesome. And I'm like, oh, thank you so much. And I told my husband, like, oh my gosh, it was so sweet. People like, you know, really complimented me. He's like, well, you look amazing. I'm like, thank you. You know? So today we go to the gym and we do another workout together. And, you know, I told him, I said, okay, today's chest and tries. So I show him like my workout routine and I'm showing him this workout that I do. And he's like, your back is insane. Like, your back is chiseled. I'm like, thank you. I actually get a lot of compliments on my back. And he's like, have you seen it? And I'm like, I mean, kind of, I don't really like look at it. It's my back. And I'm like, but I work at it. I mean, I work out every part of my body, like, to be strong. And I work on my core a lot because I really want to be strong, right? And he's like, your back is literally chiseled, babe. Like, I got to take a picture for you. So he takes a picture of my back. And after the workout, he texts it to me. And I look at this picture of my back and I'm like, holy shit, that's my back. I'm like, that's amazing. That's my back. Like, I worked for that. That's amazing. And I was like, seriously staring at, like, I'm so proud of myself. Like, I'm so proud because it's not something that comes easy. Like, putting muscle on for a chick is not easy. Maybe if you take stuff, but I don't even take stuff. Like, I am like naturel. I don't even take a multivitamin. Like, I take nothing. So I'm like, that I could put that kind of muscle on is amazing. So I was like really proud of myself. So I go to, I'm like, I'm going to post this, right? I'm going to post this on Instagram. So I go to post it and I was just going to post like, you know, I had another amazing workout session with my husband. We crushed it. You know, today was chest and tries with a little bit of back. And I go to post that and I'm like, but I'm actually not really feeling that. I'm really feeling like really proud. So I go and I go to write this thing on Instagram, my story. And I'm like, no, I want to say I'm proud. Like, I should say that I am proud of that. Like, I work for that shiz. I'm going to say I'm proud. So I wrote like, I'm proud of myself. Like, this is my back and I worked for that. Like, I work for this shiz. And I have had several, I think over at least 100 messages and DMs from on my Instagram and my Facebook. Of a majority have been women. Some have been men, but a lot of them have been women of like, thank you for complimenting yourself. I'm like, wow, right? We're so quick, especially as women, to put ourselves down. And let me tell you, I am still an overcomer of putting myself down. I could still look at that back picture and tell you the things I don't like. No joke. I could be like, well, these are the areas I don't like about that. Like, this is what I need to improve on. No joke. You look at that back picture and all you see is this beautiful back. I could tell you about three things that I saw that I was like, I don't really like that. But I didn't do that. I saw it and I was like, no, you look amazing. You are a mom of two boys. You've built three successful businesses. You are disciplined in your diet. You get to the gym every day. Like, you freaking did that shit. Like, you own it and you be proud. So I even have to still talk to myself that way. But here's the crazy thing, is that we're so quick to put ourselves down, and that is socially acceptable, versus taking time to be like, you know what? I worked for that. Like, we need to be better at complimenting ourselves. And here's why. I had another DM from somebody that showed the picture to their 13-year-old little girl and said, this is my friend. She is a mom of two boys that are around your age. And this woman is someone that has inspired me. She's helped me lose weight. She's helped me coach me in my businesses. And this is what she looks like. She says, Natalie, she said, Natalie, my daughter is inspired by you. She was like, I want to be strong like her. And I said to the mom back, I said, we need our lives to inspire and motivate other people. And if we hide, they don't get inspired. And then they don't get to know that they can achieve and overcome hurdles and obstacles in their life as well. I don't have a very fit family. I didn't wake up and like, oh, I'm so glad that God birthed me into an Arnold Schwarzenegger family. Like, that is not my family. Far from it. They have actually all struggled with their weight. Every single one of them, like every single one of them to this very day struggle with their weight. And it was something that I'm like, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be the person that's constantly struggling with my weight. So I can gain weight pretty fast, which is probably why I can put on muscle pretty fast, pretty indecently so. But I have to work for it. Like, I have to watch what I eat. I can't just be like, I'm going to eat pizza and put on, you know, weight and put on muscle. Like, I have to discipline myself. And it's something I've been doing for the last 20 years. But it takes work. So I'm like, why am I trying to not hide it? But why am I not being proud and then saying that I'm proud and being proud to say that I'm proud? And I just thought, how many other people out there have achieved things that maybe have been really difficult, have been really hard, building successful businesses, losing weight, going to the gym, having a kid that was steering off course and they did everything they could to get that kid to steer back on course. They quit their job to be home present and get their kid back on. Like, all of those things, right, that are really hard. We should be proud, and we should say that we're proud, and we should do that so that other people can say, hey, you know what? I did this hard thing and I'm proud too. It gives people permission to say, you know what? I'm proud of this too. And here's what it does. It creates a ripple effect of other people to be like, you know what? I'm so glad to hear that you're proud of that, because that's something that I struggle with. So the fact that you were able to overcome that area of your life, maybe, just maybe, I can overcome it too. And that's the power of complimenting yourself and your hard work. And I just really felt that pressed on my heart today to share that with you, that as even sitting there like, oh, do I really need to say that I'm proud of myself? Yeah, I do. And so do you. Because there's areas in your life that have been hurdles, have been obstacles. There's been areas in your life that have been really hard. And you've overcome those areas. And you should be damn proud. So post it. Share it. Tag me in it. I want it to be hashtag proud. I probably won't be able to see all of it because I'm sure that's a huge hashtag. But just be like hashtag proud. Post it. And if you want me to see it, like, DM me or like tag me in it so that I can go and shout you out and like compliment you and say, I'm proud of you too. So tag me in your photos, but share something in your Instagram, in your Facebook, and be like, I did this and I am freaking proud.